This is for all the freedom seekers in the health and wellness world who want to blaze their own path and buck the status quo. Because convention can't stop an idea to take your business anywhere. This is the House Call Revolution.
Welcome to the House Call Revolution. This is Dr. Jen Faber. As a House Call entrepreneur and mentor, each week I bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover smart, innovative ways to build your business with House Calls. Thanks so much for joining me today, because this is the revolution you're building. This is all about the power of choice. And there's this saying that the perception that we have is our reality, that the way we perceive the world is a huge part of the world that we actually create. So what we think we attract, what we think we create, what we believe is what we know. It's not actually about what is around us or what's happening to us. It's about how we react to what's happening to us that ultimately shapes our reality, that ultimately shapes our perception. And I think this is such a powerful topic to take some time and really focus on, because when it comes to starting, building a house call business, there is a huge power of choice that you are either planning to make or you've already made in making this transition and in making this commitment, in that this choice is now shaping the awesome reality that you want to create and the awesome reality that you are painting the picture of for the type of business and life that you want to have. And I bring this up because this is also about so much more than building a house call business. You know, there's strategy to doing it and how to do it right, but it is also identifying the mindset, identifying how you're perceiving what it is that you're doing every day, what it is that you're thinking about every day. How are you thinking about it every day? So the first question that I want to pose to you is, how do you perceive your world? Is your world full of fear, doubt, questions, uncertainty? Do you wake up feeling anxious or unsure, stressed out? Is it hard for you to accomplish what you want? Do you feel like you never get to where you want to go, or that your dreams are so far away or so far-fetched that you never accomplish them? Do you feel like you're always just trying to make ends meet? What are the thoughts that are going through your mind on a daily basis? What's that chatter that's going on through your mind? Or do you feel like your life is full of potential? Is there a certainty? Is there clarity? Is there direction? Are you full of hope, optimism, excited, passionate about what it is that you're doing? Do you get geeked out and you can't wait to get out of bed in the morning because you realize you have another beautiful day ahead of you to make it a rock star day and accomplish what you want to accomplish? What's the emotion going through you? What are the thoughts that are going through you? Because you have the power to choose how you perceive every day, which means you have the power to choose what thoughts go through your mind, what emotions are going through your mind. And that is so vitally important to understand that and be aware of that, that because it actually influences the success that you're going to be able to achieve, the level of success you're going to be able to achieve. If you're going to be successful, if you're going to have an abundant life, it actually all comes down to your mind. There's strategy and knowledge along the way, but how do you apply it? How do you interpret it? How do you use it is what's key. And one of the big differences that I see in this as a coach is you have the power to choose to look at life in one of two ways. You could either look at it in a very reactive sense, or you could look at it from a very proactive sense. And I want to share a client share with you of a client that I work with. And she is a very driven, very high achieving doctor, very successful business, and had this really awesome day of patients. All the patients were great. They were on time. They were receptive. They were understanding. They were compliant, great dialogue. And she was on like cloud nine all day from all this awesome mojo that was going on in her office. And then there's this one patient that comes in who's a little difficult, challenging, asking questions, being critical, being unsure, being uncertain of her progress, whether she should continue. And this one appointment out of several that was off, that didn't go great. And that one appointment caused this doctor to get really distracted by it and a little frustrated by it and kind of stuck by it. And then started to think of, you know, what are the things that need to get done or aren't going right, or what's not working, or what are the patients that aren't a good fit for her? Yet there was this whole day of amazing appointments and amazing patients that filled her up and excited her and made her feel incredibly on purpose. And it was an interesting situation for her to be in, because she is so confident and she has such big visions and big dreams for her life and for her business. Yet it was that one thing that caused her to go into this instant reaction mode and get incredibly distracted by one thing that threw off her game, that threw her off of the game that she was building. So I want you to ask yourself, are you reacting to your life? Are you reacting to the business that you have or planning to build? Or are you proactive to plan it and grow it? If you're reactive, questions like, do you always feel behind or in a rush? If you're saying yes to that, it means you're reactive. Do you feel like you never get done what you want to? Are you quick to react to things? Are you quick to get emotional or upset, freaked out about things? Do you get easily stressed? If you said yes to any of those, then you're being super reactive. And that's okay, because I'm going to also help you get on the flip side of that and also help show you the power you have to choose to look at things differently. On the proactive side, if you are proactive, you're going to say yes to questions like this. Do you feel steady? Do you feel in control of your emotions? Do you feel in control of your thoughts? Are you full of positive thoughts, encouraging thoughts, uplifting thoughts? Are you in control of your plan, or just running totally guerrilla style and you know, figured out what to do every day? Are you in control of it? Do you know exactly what you're doing, why you're doing it? Do you know what goals you want to accomplish? Do you know what milestones you want to achieve? All of those facets are really important to understand and identify with. Because if you said yes to those questions, then that means that you're in more of a proactive state. You're creating your life as opposed to reacting to it. Because how we perceive our world, whether it's from a reactive place or a proactive place, and that doesn't mean that you're just a reactive person or you're just a proactive person. You could go between one of those two in an instant, like this client did. Or you could perceive an entire day, week, month, or year in more of that headspace. But you have the choice to interpret anything that happens to you in any way that you want, which ultimately frames the life that you want to create. And the reason why I bring this up is because building a house call business is exciting and liberating and can give you an amazing, fruitful, profitable, and very impactful, fulfilling way to work and live. But underneath of that can also be the concerns, the what ifs, the uncertainties, because there's a learning curve in understanding how to do it. And the learning curve is a strategy. But the mindset you bring to it is also very important to help you achieve what it is that you want to achieve. And I will tell you, when I first started my house call business, I was scared out of my mind. I had no idea what I was doing, none. And I had no one to turn to figure out what it is that I needed to do. And in fact, I was bombarded by a bunch of people saying that I was completely nuts, like completely nuts even thinking about this idea, because so many people said, oh, it's not going to work. And I will tell you, it can also be a very easy choice to let outside influences shape you. Outside influences dictate who you are and what you think and what you do. And I will tell you that if I used the power of choice and listened to what those people told me, even though they didn't understand who I was, what I wanted, what the house call model could give me. Do you know where I would be right now? Gosh, I'd probably be still stuck in a job that I hated or working in a practice that doesn't match how I wanted to practice. I'd be in the same exact place that I was those years ago when I felt super stuck and burnt out, all because I listened to someone else's opinion of what they thought I should do. And using the power of choice to listen to someone else over myself and my heart and my gut and what I wanted. And that is a choice that you have the opportunity to make every single second of your day. Are you creating your world or are you letting it happen to you? Are you creating your life or are you letting it happen or just hoping it'll fall into place? And I will tell you that you do have that choice every single day. So if you are out there and you are totally knocking things out of the park and achieving all the success that you want, awesome, more power to you. Keep going and keep pushing because you're looking at your world from that proactive lens. Now on the real side too, if you feel like you're feeling a little stuck, unsure, uncertain, you have the power to level up. You have the power to look at how you perceive your life differently. And what really inspired me to bring this topic up and spend some time on this, that I was really humbled by a dialogue that I had with someone lately. And part of what inspired me to focus on this topic were his words that he said to me. And this is what this person said to me, who also has aspirations to build his house call business and he's just getting started. And this is what he says. What fascinates me about people like you who could just channel emotion into something incredible. When I look at you and other high performers like you, I'm just amazed at what you can accomplish and I want to be that way. And I read that message from him and I felt so incredibly humbled by his words for many reasons. One, because he took the opportunity to be incredibly open with me. And two, because it actually helped me see myself through someone else's eyes and helped me remember who I am at my best because I strive to be a high performer every day. And sometimes I don't feel like I hit it. Sometimes I deal with stress and anxiety and fears and doubts. But the end game and ultimately how I want to show up is someone who is a high performer, someone who inspires others, motivates others, is a thought leader. That's my inspiration to do everything that I do for all of you. But when I heard that and I saw that, I was fascinated because I realized that what I was projecting out there and the feedback that I'm getting is exactly who I want to be, and I'm already putting it out there. Yet what I also shared with this person is that I shared with him is that his words of seeing me as a high performer mean the world to me because that's who I am in my essence. Like at my most 100% rocking it, if we sat down over like a cup of coffee or at a happy hour, like I'd be like super juiced and you'd be like, where do you get all your energy? Like that's me in my prime. But here's what's interesting. Underneath that, I still have fears. I still get scared. I still have doubts. I still question myself. I can still let head trash get in the way. But I choose to not let it impact me. See, the difference between people who can succeed whatever it is that they set themselves out to and the difference between those who haven't or don't is not that you're a high performer or you're not. It's not in your genetic code. It's not just some learned behaviors you learned along the way and that's your fate. If you were taught to not think well of yourself, you know, as a kid, then you're not going to be a high performer. You're not going to succeed. You're not going to believe in yourself. It's not about that. You can understand that. And we all have different influences that shape how we show up and how we perceive our world. But we ultimately have the choice to choose how we're perceiving it. And what surprised this person is to hear me say that underneath my high achieving persona, that I have fear and doubt and questions, even after having years of a successful house call business. Now that I'm in this stage of my career as a mentor and a thought leader in this model, sure, I still have fears. Sometimes I wake up with them. Sometimes I wonder, am I going to show up as best as I can? But honestly, that's the reality for all of us. We all have the opportunity to either let fear, doubt, reactions take hold of us, or we have the power to acknowledge it, understand it, and then say, you know what? That's not how I'm going to show up. That's not what I'm going to let control my life or dictate my life. How do I want to show up today? When I roll out of bed and I step up and you have those appointments or you have a call or an important meeting or an important event, how do you want to show up today? Because you have the choice to either be stuck in that fear-based brain or you have the choice to be the high performer, to be proactive, to have the goals, to set up the success that you want. No matter what thoughts get in your way, because they don't have to. That's just part of how our brain works. Those fears are in there just because that's the duality that our minds live in from all the experiences we've collected through our life. But you have the choice to identify what's going to be the dominant part of you that you want to express. What's going to be the dominant part of you that you want to put out there? And how not only do you want to show, but how do you want others to perceive you? So if you want to be more successful, if you want to create a house call business that is just killing it and knocking it out of the park, and you could go home every day and know that you've had an amazing day and taking care of your community, and now you could take care of yourself and your loved ones, that you really can have it all, that's a different way to live. And it's an empowering way to live. So I will tell you, you have the power to choose how you perceive your world. And we actually all have the choice to be the high performer. And we have the choice to create ridiculous success and create ridiculous abundance in our lives. So I want to give you a simple strategy on how to switch from the fear-based brain to that high performer reactive based brain. There's a lot of different strategies to look at and advice I want to share with you, but I want to start in this moment with a very simple strategy that is all about the words that we choose, the words that we choose to say to ourselves and say out there every day, because the words that we choose are very important. They can either build others up or tear them down. They can either build you up or tear yourself down. So if you were to sit in a corner, I remember I had a professor tell me this one day. He actually was sitting in a lecture hall of like 300 students, and he moved his chair into the corner and he faced the corner and he started to like belittle himself and say all this negative self-talk to himself. And we're watching this like almost horrified by it, even though we knew that he was doing this as an exercise in self-limiting beliefs and perception. He said, I could do that to myself every minute of every day. And he's like, my life would be negatively impacted. I'd have a shorter life. I'd have a more anxious life, a more stressful life. But then he takes the next minute and he says all these awesome things to himself. Beautiful things, inspiring things, affirmations, goals, envisioning what he wants to create. And not only did his emotions change in an instant, but so did the emotions in that room. So you see, how you show up, it's not just about you. It's actually about everything around you. So when you're going out there and looking to build your house call business, taking action towards it today, it's about you and it's about your family. It's about colleagues. It's about your community. They all feel it and they all sense how you show up. It is a bigger picture when you look at life that way and the power of choice that you have to perceive your world and looking at the words that you use and how you talk to yourself, because our words aren't just important in how they impact someone else, but also shaping who we are as well. Our words reinforce either a positive or a negative perspective. Our words simply echo the story we tell ourselves every single day, a story that after a while becomes what we tend to believe. And many times it's the simple words, the words we don't even realize that we're saying, they could have such an impact on our lives. They could have such an impact on how we perceive our world. And there is a key phrase here that I want you to replace, because I would imagine that you're saying it if you're feeling stuck in a bit of reaction mode right now. One of those words or phrases is have to. I have to do this. I have to do that. This is what has to get done. I want you to think about, in a given day, how many things do you say to yourself that you have to do in a conversation to yourself or to others? How many times do you have to do this, have to do that, have to pay a bill, have to take care of this, have to do this one thing for your business, have to take care of this for when you get home? Try it. Take a day, take today while you're after you listed this, while it's fresh in your mind, and ask yourselves and keep a little tally of how many times you say, I have to. I have to. Because that phrase, have to, frames things in a way that says, I am obligated to do this. I am required to do this. And it's not only something that you are obligated to do, it actually can be perceived as very negative in most cases. I have to get this done. I have to make sure I do this. Oh my God, I have so many things that I have to do, right? That's not perceived in a positive way. And in those simple words also help shape who we are and what we believe in ourselves. And if you find yourself using have to a lot, and you'll probably be surprised how many times you're using that phrase, now you have the opportunity to replace it with something so wildly simple, yet so wildly different that it will change how you're perceiving your day and what you're doing to build your house call business and what you're doing to build your life. And that phrase is get to. Rather than I have to, I get to. Get to frames what you want to do in more of a sense of gratitude and appreciation. It's positive. Can you hear that difference? I have to reschedule an appointment versus I get to reschedule an appointment. Do you hear the difference? Do you feel the difference with that? It's a simple shift of perspective, but it can mean so much over time as we subtly train our brains to respond from a positive place, to think about what we are doing every day in a positive sense of mind, in a grateful sense of mind, as opposed to something that's an obligation, that's a requirement. So this is the business that you have to work on building today because you have to make enough money to support your family. Mm-mm. That's not the language that you use. You get to do this. You get to go out there. You get to build your business. You get to make a ridiculous income. You get the opportunity to reschedule. You get the opportunity to go to a meeting. That marketing that you have to go to, or that meeting that you have to go to, yeah, you get to go there. You have the opportunity to go there. Because when you look at your life from that place of gratitude, everything feels sweeter and everything feels more on purpose. Because things could be so much worse. You may be in a position where you couldn't go to that meeting because you're sick or you're injured or unable to. You get to be able to schedule an appointment. Or you get to be able to pay that bill because you have the money to pay for it. Because there are others who don't, who can't, who aren't as fortunate. So you get the idea here. Take the opportunity to replace the have-tos in your life and replace them with what you get to do. That is one simple yet powerful tool that will influence the power of choice that you have over how you perceive the world and over the success and abundance that you create, because life is such a beautiful gift and your opportunity to build whatever type of business you want is such a beautiful gift. It makes everything so much more enjoyable when we choose to see it from that lens. So make the choice to replace have to with get to and see how your perspective begins to change. Thank you guys so much for being on. This is the House Call Revolution, showing the freedom seekers like you how to take your business anywhere with house calls.
This is the House Call Revolution.